Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
Hey, how's your day? Oh, joy. Hey, how you doing today? I don't even know what to say. Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. We're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do the election. And we got a little curveball today. We'll do the economy and the markets and jobs and unemployment and taxes and who are we trying to kid? We'll do the markets and the election today, ladies and gentlemen. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button, or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really, just be nice. Read our articles, our commentary, charts of the day, news of the day. Press our consulting button if you manage the money yourself or manage for others, money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, our trading lessons button, fill it out, we'll send you our first trading lesson, second one's coming up on Monday, and by the way, that's all free, and I don't know whatever else is there. So, listen, I told you so. I don't know how, when, where, but when you constantly are deceitful, constantly dishonest, constantly live in your own world of I will do whatever I want to do regardless, when you are constantly covering it up, when you are constantly bringing in other players, eventually something's going to give. We don't know where, we don't know when. And as I have told you, if by chance Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, it is going to be 4 years of corruption and scandals, because that's who she is. And listen, I don't have any bias. I hate them all. I really do. I hate them all. But we deal with facts here. That's all. And we connect the dots very well. So today, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Market's having a decent day. And all of a sudden, I notice the Dow goes from 80 to 10 within who knows what. And I'm thinking somebody did something. And here is the amazing story. James Comey, the dude who stood up and stated that Hillary Clinton is basically guilty of everything, but it's not prosecutable. has come back and opened up the case again. 10 days before an election. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. You know what we believe, because it's all in plain sight. The woman is crooked, lives in her own world. Her people around her are crooked. They cover everything up. And the only way we found out how bad they were is some dude named WikiLeaks coming out with all their emails that they hacked. And we have found out they hate blacks, they hate Hispanics, they hate Jews, they hate Americans, they hate young people. Let me give you a quote here. How are we going to effing get the dumb young people? That's a quote from the campaign. Because they lost the young people, the Bernie Sanders, because the young people are dumb. Anyway, so out of nowhere, there's an investigation in our emails, and boom, out of nowhere, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, is in an airplane on a tarmac, and all of a sudden there's a meeting with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, which is not supposed to happen because she's investigating these people. And then something happens within 2 days. Within 2 days, it's handed off to James Comey. Within 2 days, he interviews Hillary Clinton. And within 2 days, he exonerates her. And you know what we think of that? The fix is in. And everything passes. We still believe she's guilty of everything. All these WikiLeaks are coming out and the media's covering them up. The media's not even reporting it. Imagine if a Republican got hacked, and on the email it said, needy Latinos. Would you think that's a racist comment? Well, that's what they said. No mention. But I digress. So once today, Comey comes out, sends a letter to Congress that we have opened up the investigation again because things have come to light. And in the letter, they didn't say what it was, but it's now being reported, unconfirmed, everything's unconfirmed. Are you ready for this? That when they investigated that sexual predator, sleazy, slimy, scummy, that used to be a congressman, Anthony Weiner, they found a bunch of stuff on the phones. And guess what was on there? Stuff that was not supposed to be on there, not only implicating Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's right-hand person, but Hillary Clinton. Now, here is my take. Number one, there is no way James Comey is doing this unless there is something blockbuster there. Mark those words down. There is no way he's risking his life, his job, his livelihood, and everything. When I say life, if she doesn't get elected because of this, James Comey will not be able to walk in the middle of a street. And I'm not kidding when I say that. This is the presidential election. The president of the United States. So number one, there's something big in there. If I had a guess, Hillary Clinton perjured herself, and Uma Abedin perjured herself, and they have full proof that she lied about everything to the American public, as well as to Congress, as well as to the FBI. This will be found out. Number two, I don't know whether it's going to change the presidential election. If it was anybody but Donald Trump, oh, it would know over a while ago. She had no chance. But he has opened it up with his making fun of disabled people, making fun of women, making fun of John McCain, a war hero. The stuff with the women that he's being accused of left and right, amongst other stuff. He didn't have a chance going into today. He now has a chance. The House. The Republicans were going to keep the House. So let's move that to the side. The Senate. The Democrats were going to win the Senate. They're not going to win the Senate now. You have Obamacare and now this, and I will guarantee you 110% the Republicans are writing ads right now, and they're going to flush them all over the place on your TV, on radio, and on your phone calls about this, and it is going to resonate. There are a bunch of Senate campaigns that are very, very close, nip and tuck. They're going to move the other way. They're going to move towards Republican. I think they're going to keep the Senate. So things have definitely changed. The problem for Hillary Clinton now, and listen carefully, even the left has to report this. Even CNN and MSNBC have to report this. Even the New York Times and Washington Post have to report this same day. And I watched, as usual, CNN and MSNBC brought out all the defenders. They look like deers in a headlight with headlights on them. They couldn't answer. They come up with convoluted defenses that made absolutely no sense whatsoever. They kissed James Comey's butt, and now James Comey is a biased Republican? I love that. It's so much fun to watch the right that wanted to beat the crap out of James Comey, now calling him a hero, and the left, who was kissing his butt, now calling him the devil and the Antichrist. Amazing what politics does. Amazing what politics does. Up next, we'll finish this off. And then we got to get into the markets. So we're going to have some general statements on what this can possibly mean. And the movers of the day and much more today. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Are we having fun yet? I'll tell you, this is getting quite interesting. I don't know how we got here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk markets in a general nature. So the market was up about 80 and dropped to down 50, finished only down about 8. And I got asked all day today about the markets and who wins and who not. This is my contention. And look, first off, we haven't had a bear in the Dow and S&P since 09 because of the interference by central banks. No matter what, whoever the next president is going to be in the soup because we're going to get one regardless of central banks. The central banks are going to have the middle finger shot at them by the markets because they've been taunting it for a while by keeping printing money, buying up of markets, keeping rates at zero, going negative rates, and eventually it's going to burst. I don't know what date. I don't know from where. Maybe the Dow goes to 25,000 first. But somebody's going to have to deal with it. As far as fundamentally, Hillary Clinton wants to grow government, grow regulations, grow taxes, grow the base of Washington, D.C. Donald Trump says he wants to do the opposite, yet he's announced a couple of programs, so kind of sort of who knows, but he has said he wants to cut down regulations in a big way, which I think has got to happen, and he wants to cut down with government. I think he said something about moratorium on hiring, that type of stuff. So we'll see. That's the fundamental side, but markets are now about easy money and nothing more. That's all. Now we have a Fed meeting next week. They're not going to do anything right before the election. They're telling everybody they're going to do something in December. No, they're not. Okay? No, they're not. And we'll see how markets react to that. Simple as that. So quite the day today. Tomorrow, Neil Cavuto, 2 hours on Fox News Channel, 10 a.m. to noon, covering all of this late-breaking news with the markets also. As you know, I was on last week. I was just on Neil's show in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm not sure if I'll be on tomorrow, but do not miss a minute of it. This is huge stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I heard the left saying it's not going to affect the election. Let me be clear about something. They have no clue whether it will or not. Neither do I. But what we do know about this election, it has swung tremendously. Once momentum goes one way, and I really do believe with the combination of the BS on Obamacare, by the way, Barack Obama came out and said it's not his fault that the premiums are skyrocketing. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? It's unreal. Well, anyway, that combined with this, it's going to be an interesting next 10 days. I do believe it changes the playing field for the down ballots. I'm not 100% sure on the presidential election, but I do believe potentially gets a little closer. So that all said, email me with any questions at GaryK.com. Just be nice. You know, I'm amazed, but one more note. Yesterday, Mike Pence's airplane had an event at LaGuardia Airport. And people could have died. It was a landing. It had a hit. Inside the runway at the end of it is this, if you get to it, it just makes the plane stick and prevents you from, I guess, going into the water there. This was serious stuff. So there's a guy named Van Jones. He's on CNN. I never met the guy. Dresses very well. Dig his ties. But he's a communist. And by the way, I'm not saying that to make fun of him. He's an avowed communist, and CNN proudly puts him on there. Anyway, he made a crackpot thing on Twitter about, he made fun of a potential crash that could have killed people. So I tweeted back to him, gee, I didn't know communists were comedians. Little did I know that all of a sudden I ended up on a Twitter chain that's lasting to now about 2,000 to 3,000 tweets that keep putting my name into the tweets because I started it. And you should see the vitriol, the viciousness between the left and right on Twitter. It is amazing. I do not ever get into it with people on Twitter. If they start getting nasty with me, the great thing about Twitter is you can block them. But I am just amazed at the vitriol and the absolute unadulterated head-in-the-sand bias of people both on the right and the left. Head in the sand on the right and left. On the right, Donald Trump with his making fun of the disabled, making fun of, I mean, go on and on. That don't matter. Hillary Clinton, she can rob a bank with a gun and the left will be okay. It's amazing to watch people, and I'm sure some of these people are logical somewhere in their brains, to just put their heads in the sand. There's such a bigger picture than these two people running for the presidency that's been going on for the last 8 years, and that is the absolute corruption and destruction of this country, termites eating away at our foundation of this country with debt and deficits and lies and thievery by Barack Obama. My goodness, $9 trillion of debt, and it's not even being talked about. Attacking the enemy with IRS. Lying on purpose about Obamacare in plain sight. But don't worry, everything's okay. Everything's cool. It's all good. Yippee-yay-yay. We-o. And that's why I'm so hated. I just won't take a side right now. Can't take a side. Remember about Trump? Oh, we're going to send all the Muslims. We're going to send all the illegals out. Now he's not. Oh, we're going to ban the Muslims. No, he's not. I knew all that was BS. But you marks that love him so much fell for it. He's not going to do that. I think he will build a wall if he's president, but that's okay. Every other country is building a wall. By the way, Mexico is going to build a wall down this south end because Central America is coming into Mexico and they hate it. Anyway, I think you get my point. I'm doing my job if I'm getting hate mail from both the left and right because we speak truth here and we don't care who is running. And I keep getting emails, you got to pick one. Well, yeah. Well, no, we have to pick one. Hope you all have a great weekend. So up next, as promised, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, everything else today, and it was kind of a wickety. But here's the interesting point. It still feels like they're going to defend support here. Time will tell. That's all up next on this, the ever popular one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Don't get spooked by your wireless contract this Halloween. Straight Talk Wireless is all treats and no tricks, featuring no contracts, spooky mystery fees, or credit checks. Straight Talk's unlimited plan starts at just $45 with the first 5 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. You'll have nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all without a contract, mystery fees, or credit checks. And now you can double your data for only $10 more with Straight Talk's $55 unlimited plan, with the first 10 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. At 2G speeds, the functionality of some data applications may be affected. Savings may vary. Or if you already have a phone you love, then bring it. Keep everything you love, your phone, network, and number, with our Bring Your Own Phone BYOP activation kit. It's not just wishful thinking. Now's the time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched to Straight Talk Wireless? For more information, visit straighttalk.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. What a day. And we got the World Series tonight. You know, I told you Cubs in five, so I still have a chance. I do believe they play the next three at home. I think it's 2-3-2. I hear the prices were ridiculous. Anyway. That be the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right deep into the market. Got lots to cover today. Thank you for being here. We really do appreciate it. No, we really do. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. As we stated, here's your final numbers, but really does not even start to. Dow down, 8. S&P down 6. So, again, the broad market worse than the Dow. NASDAQ down 25. NASDAQ 130. SOX down 5. Transports up 3, small caps, mid caps weak. Advanced declines 11.17 on the New York, 12.16 on the NASDAQ. You ready for this? New lows on the NASDAQ, 135 to only 47 new highs. On the New York, 73 new lows to 43 new highs. Not very good. But again, the story was Dow was up 80. Then the news came out, was down 50, rallied back. But another one of those days is basically the underlying market not great. Not great. So here's the story of today. In the Dow, Chevron up 4 on their numbers. Home Depot bounces up $1.30. United Tech $1.70. Weakness on Exxon on their numbers. That's the movers on the Dow. Oh, Merck down 2.5. Yikes. Financials weak today. First time in a bit. Financials were weak today. They've had the relative bid. Oil's weak today. Oil prices came down. But most everything else, little greenish, little this, little that. But a few things stick out. And the only way I can do it is by going through the movers of the day because there's a lot of stuff sticking out, a lot of jello moving on the plate. You ready? Amazon down 42. Volume was about 3.5 times average volume. Amazon, I'm just reporting the news. On 3.5 times average volume was down $42, breaking the 50-day moving average the first time since last March. Since last March on earnings. Keep in mind a few things. It's very overowned and overloved. Everybody and their grandmother was slapping 1,000, 1,100 price targets on in the last few weeks. Just letting you know. So that's the story on Amazon. Of course, that did not help the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100. McKesson, you ready for this? Down 36. Remember we told you about blow-ups? Down 36 to 124 bucks. This one is real interesting to me. Amgen, down 15 to 145. It's a big 9%er on Amgen, a very important biotech. Synaptics down 15 to 52, electronic products. AmerisourceBergen, wholesale drug supplies, down 10 to 69. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, 10. Allergan, 8. Cardinal Health, another wholesale drug, 7.5. Biogen, 7. Shire PLC, 6.5. Silicon Motion, 6. ANI Pharmaceuticals, 5.5. Novo Nord, these a lot of healthcare. Novo Nordisk, can you tell it's from Denmark? Down 5 to 35 bucks. Sempra Biotech down 5 to 18. Still down 5. SPS Commerce. Anheuser-Busch down 4 and change to 117 on their earnings. That stock's been trading between 120 and 130 forever. Closed at 117. Concho Resources, 4.5 to 129, breaks the 50-day. That's an oil. Express Scripts down 4 to 65. New yearly lows. Medical. Staying with the fours. Clayton William Energy. Tesla. Remember it gapped up yesterday? Remember what I said about those numbers? They're saying they made $22 million in earnings, but $139 million was on subsidies. Down another 4 today to 200. AbbVie Drugs down 380 to 57 bucks. CVS Health Drugs, a lot of them, down 380 to 83. Amazing, huh? Insight Enterprises in the still in the threes. Aetna in the three. That's managed care. Electronic Arts breaks the 50-day for the first time in a while. Staying with the threes. Capella Education. China Oil. Humana, managed care. Broadcom, which is Avago. Yeah, well, you know. Sherwin-Williams just gapped down recently. Diamondback Energy, another energy. Goodyear Tire gaps down about 8% today. How's that? Now, that's the downside. And there's a lot more, two or more. But I want to get to the upside. You ready? Priceline, 11. O'Reilly Automotive, 11 after dropping 20 yesterday. Ellie Mae, breakout, up 9, 107. ELLI, check it out. Got that? AutoZone, after being down like 25 yesterday, up 9 today. Gigamon, I think that's how you pronounce it, G-I-M-O, good numbers, up 7 to 55, good chart. Log Me In, up 7 to 94 on earnings. Hershey's on earnings, up 6 and change, they sell chocolate. Royal Caribbean Cruise, remember all that insider buying, up 6 to 74. It's been trading between 65 and 75 for the last 4 months. Stericycle, 5. Public Storage, 5. The REITs have been getting killed. Expedia, 5. These are all on earnings. Charter Communications, that's not on earnings. Bounces, 5. Panera, we're in the 4s. Eastman Chemical. Integra Life Sciences. Stryker. Baidu, but it was up 9. Finished up 4. CR Bard, a couple of these medical products bounced a little bit after getting trashed. Martin Marietta Materials, Alexion Pharmaceuticals gapped up yesterday. How about Stamps.com? We're in the threes. Edwards Life Sciences after being crushed. Chevron, as mentioned, we'll do a few more. VeriSign. F5 Networks gapped up yesterday, continued today. Cirrus Logic gaps up today, but was up 6, finished up 3.5. I'll do a couple more. Equinix. Intuitive Surgical. MasterCard, I got to mention that one. Up 330, was up about 4 at one time. Earnings up 19, revenue up 14 for this slow boat. MasterCard acting well here, so is Visa to a certain extent. Whirlpool bounces up after getting trashed, but still way, way down. Northrop Grumman gaps up 2 days ago. Follows through a little bit. I've been watching that symbol, NOC. And I think I'm going to stop with my movers of the day. I think. Yeah, I'm done. That is your ever popular, over the top movers of this day. We have 7 trading days to the election. On the 7th day is the election. We have the Fed on Wednesday of next week. They will do nothing. They will not interfere. And now we have this with the FBI. It is so funny to watch the left crapping in their pants right now, blasting James Comey when they were just kissing him, kissing his butt for days and days and days, and now claiming he's a biased Republican after saying he was an unbiased Republican. It's so funny. And on the right, James Comey's the greatest. He's a hero. You know what he was before today? Remember The Exorcist? No, The Omen. Remember The Omen where they cut the little kid's hair and it had 666 on it? Well, that was James Comey to the right. So everything's changed. And we'll see whether this affects the polls. I am 100% sure. This is my opinion. It's going to affect the down ballot. I think it really could affect the Senate. I'm not sure about the presidency. But just remember, she's not well-liked in the first place. Time will tell. Up next on The Edge, we'll wind up thine week. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll.
What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women treated with breast cancer. The makers of Taxotere failed to warn women of possible side effects caused by the use of this popular chemotherapy drug, and you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. 1 in 4 breast cancer patients were prescribed Taxotere and may have been misled about these known side effects, including the possibility of permanent permanent hair loss and baldness. If you or a loved one had breast cancer and were prescribed Taxotere, call 800-656-1183 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. If you or a loved one took Taxotere and suffered permanent hair loss, call 800-656-1183 now. As you may be entitled to cash compensation, time is limited. Call 800-656-1183 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-656-1183. That's 800-656-1183. 800-656-1183.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
Ba-da-da, da-da-da. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, don't forget the Fox News Channel Business Block tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Neil Cavuto, the greatest, the king, greatest journalist on earth. 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Fox News Channel will be covering the late-breaking news on the FBI, as well as everything you need to know on the election, where things stand, where things are moving, and all that fun stuff. Yay! Tidbits. Tidbit time. I have yet to do my scans. We'll put out a big technical report over the weekend at GaryK.com. Of course, you, if you want it, your inbox, click subscribe at GaryK.com and it comes to your inbox. Amazon down 42. It's not a death knell, but recognize the market's already a little bit shaky. Combined with the stock is very overowned and overloved right now. So that's just a couple things. The fact that it broke below the 50-day is not good. Needs to get back above it. Google opened up 10, then it was flat, then it was up 18, finished up 2. Finished up 2 after being up 18 because of what happened with the news with Clinton. I don't have any opinion except it's in range. Facebook announces next Wednesday. Names that had good reaction to earnings here that I would put on a watch list. Cirrus Logic, S-C-R-U-S, symbol G-I-M-O, symbol L-O-G-M. I'd probably put Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines on there, RCL, in that it's very under-owned and under-loved, and there's a lot of insider buying there. Surprises to me, they murdered Amgen and a lot of the biotechs again today. We have been telling you to avoid big biotech for a while. The only name that was holding up was Amgen, and as soon as it broke the 50-day, we let you know about it, and since then, nothing good. And that was your big money crowd. Get me the heck out of this guy. That is not good news. So, before we came into today, I listed for you a ton of sectors in bad shape. Told you the things that were holding up best: financials, semiconductors, oils. Oils are acting a little bit icky in here, so I'd be real careful there. And they're holding up on a relative basis, but still think they may be losing some of their relative strength right now. Financials, all red today, just pulling in. They've had a relative bid. Semiconductors act fine, strongest group, but it's not an A to Z. There's plenty of semiconductor stocks that have broken support, starting with Intel, by the way. And then, of course, I can go through a litany of stuff that's just in bear markets. So just realize that underneath the surface, markets are nowhere close to where the Dow and S&P are. And that's something of note. Now, since the market took a big turn on this FBI news, do I think this FBI news can be done in short order? Doubt it. Really doubt it. I suspect this is going to go for a little bit. And this is just my opinion. There's something there. Something big, and I think it's about national security. And my best guess, my just floating guess would be, they found emails off the server, in personal emails, from Hillary to Abedin, and probably into the sexual predator Anthony Weiner. And I got news for you, kids. That's a felony. That is prosecutable. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's my guess. Because there, I don't think there's any way James Comey does this 10 days before an election unless there's something big there. And we're being told he just found out yesterday about this. It took him one day. Now, we're also hearing that they started preparing for this yesterday afternoon, hours after they found out. This is an amazing election, ladies and gentlemen, from the primaries between Bernie and Clinton and Trump and the whole Republican Party. They're calling it one for the ages. I have some better words I can't say on radio. All I know is I remember when Obama won, I came on this show and said, wish him best of luck, hope he does a great job. You know what I think of his job. Whoever wins, we'll say the same thing and keep our fingers crossed. But I got to tell you something, as I have told you before. You bet on the horses on past performance. And she's a crook. She's an unethical, sleazy crook with her husband. It's in plain sight now. It's on the emails. On top of that, they're a bunch of racists. They're absolute racists. They're opportunistic racists that have used his White House and her connections to further themselves in power and in money. I don't know how the hell we got here. But we better keep our fingers crossed as we move forward. Because as we've told you, it is about you and your future. And I think you guys are doing a great job. I think they are destroying you. Hope it changes. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.